In the name of Jesus, the Word of God, Amen. From our psalm today, which is a good introduction to our first reading, the psalms match the Torah or law of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. God's law revives the soul. Our first reading today from the Old Testament is the famous laws of God, otherwise known as aka the Ten Commandments. But when you look at the Exodus account, you get the full picture. They're not quite enshrined yet. They're active in God's Word. Commandments are the title given to those laws of God, but the original text from which they come in the Bible, Exodus chapter 20, they're simply called words. Words. Now, some words, right, can be harsh, like commandments, I suppose. They usually have a negative connotation. Yet God calls these commandments pure and full of instruction and wisdom. And I want to explore these words today, these words of the Old Testament reading, as words of healing, to revive the soul, words which keep us from hurt and harm. This has been the theme of our Lenten services, healing of body and soul and emotions of all aspects of our lives. And God's Word today especially gives life and healing. Lent is a time, right, of healing. Scripture says, we sang about it, that it's by the wounds of Christ that we are healed. And you know, healing takes time. It takes care. Think about the last time you had a procedure. It might have been this week. Or surgery, or were sick. It takes a lot of moments of rest and renewal. And the same is true for us spiritually. Christ on the cross is wounded and suffers for us, and by his wounds we are healed. And it takes a lifetime, if you will. It takes time and care to receive this by the power of the Holy Spirit. In our Old Testament reading today, God speaks these words of healing to people who need it. They've been in a tough spot. They were slaves in Egypt. They were just now gaining their freedom, making sense of what to do. These words of healing take time and care for the people of Israel in Exodus 20 to learn and apply. God's people have exited Egypt. That's what Exodus means. And God begins these words with, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of slavery in the land of Egypt, out of that house of slavery, here to my house of freedom. Referring to that Exodus event. Well, it's true, we weren't there. We were in Egypt. But for us as Christians, right? We look at the big picture. God has delivered us. God has given us the exit, hasn't he? I remember once turning into a cemetery, and there was a sign there that said, no exit. God gives us the exit, does he not? God gives us the exit of eternal life, doesn't he? The ultimate exodus, the ultimate exit, absolutely. Literally dying on the cross, Jesus dies and he's exited, resurrected to eternal life. And that is the basis of our faith, Scripture says. And through faith, we pass over death to life. It's our Passover. It's the ultimate Passover. By his wounds of Jesus, we're healed. Now, these words of God are often called the Ten Commandments, but they begin with that exit. They begin with the way out. God who delivers us in Jesus from sin and death to eternal life. And the words of God that we title the Ten Commandments start with God, with the words, I am the Lord, your God. In baptism, that's what God's name is put on us. He's our God. We're his children. God puts his name and his identity and his blessing and his gifts on us. His presence is with us. God is our God and we are his people. The Bible describes us in many ways, lambs of God, children of God, members of Christ, adopted by the Spirit of grace in Jesus, predestined in faith. I could go on and on. Family of faith in Jesus, bearing the name of God. And all of this is how we approach our Old Testament reading today from Exodus, because that's how God starts it all back in Exodus 20. A family of faith with a loving God who gives these words to his children, to his sons and daughters of faith, words of life, and words of healing. The Ten Commandments. You know, I thought about bringing a manual for most employers. Have you ever work policy manual? You ever seen those? You probably have them. You know how long those are? You know how detailed those are? There's 10, and they're pretty simple. I often hear accusations of suspicion or even affirmation that Christianity is about laws and do's and don'ts, these 10 commandments. True, they are. This is how God wants us to live, and they're short, and we should memorize them and live them. They're much shorter than any policy I know at work. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. God belongs to us, and we belong to God. But as Scripture says, this law is actually written on our hearts. We actually don't need the Ten Commandments in that way. It's right here, Romans 1 says. And this law is here. It's called the conscience. It's here. And this law shows us that it's easier to say no than yes, like any little kid knows. And that we all fall short of the glory of God. As we get older, we have those dark nights of the soul where we wonder what's the point of it all. And that law, that feeling of emptiness is there. And we can't quite shake it. It's universal. But that's really not what our faith is all about. That's universal. We focus instead, when those nagging moments come, as our second reading says, on what? What makes us Christian? Christ. Christ. Christian Christ. Christ crucified, as it says in Scripture, that we preach Christ crucified. By His wounds we are healed. Christ who suffered and died for our sins, for our breaking of the law, for all the breakings of the law, that we're healed from that in faith, in Jesus, as Christian, as in Christ. And there's so much need for healing, isn't there? Healing of body, healing of mind, healing of emotions. There's so much brokenness and pain and sin. It's everywhere. And that's why, that's ultimately why God spoke all these words. For all of this harm and pain and need for healing. Sin which cuts to the heart of how we fail cannot even come close to fully loving God. I mean, let's be true. Not even close. Healing begins with realizing our sickness, sin, our need, our mortality, our dependency on the God who is, who speaks words to us. Like a parent who speaks words to newborns. That's why God speaks all these words, to make us experience deep down that sickness and pain in our very being, there are 10 commandments. And God speaks 10 of them, and 10 is a complete number in the Bible. It always goes usually with completeness. It means full, complete, perfect. We completely and fully and imperfectly fall to death, don't we? 10 is a complete and full number in the Bible. And God speaks all of these words, 10 commandments, to fully and completely point to Jesus. And Jesus, like if you're scoring, gets a perfect 10. The only one who gets the perfect 10. The author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus is called in the Bible the Word of God, who speaks all these words. Jesus is the Word of God, who completely and fully and wholly dies on the cross for our death, who gives us eternal life, life for life. And just as number 10 still means perfect, Jesus perfectly keeps every word, every law, every breath of God. He gives it all with His last breath, and what is it? It is finished. The law is fulfilled. Instead of stealing, right, Jesus gives His life even for His enemies. That's one of those commandments, but think what He does. Even for His enemies. And instead of coveting, Jesus gives wholeness and peace. Jesus fully and completely is God's Word fulfilled. Some words, right, can sound harsh like commandments, yet God calls the Ten Commandments words of instruction and wisdom, and healing, and life. The Ten Commandments are a perfect ten in Jesus. They are words of healing from God, and by the wounds of Christ we are healed. And if you can't remember ten, there's really no excuse for us either on this one. Jesus helps us out with our memory problems. And he sums them up in two actually. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you get those two right, all the other ones start falling in place. It's often easy to fall into a complaint and grievance trap, right? But what about this open-ended offer of God always to hear, always to guide us? And these Ten Commandments perfectly actually show us how to restore relationships that are broken, how to give healing in our families and in our lives. It might be easy to take all this for granted, yet one of those commandments, right, is a Sabbath rest, that God gives us the rest and healing in Jesus Christ. When it comes to our relationships with God and with each other, God speaks today these words of healing. And we might then apply it to ourselves. Which relationships in our lives right now require some healing? Which ones? Where can we support and encourage one another? With whom in our families or in our extended relationships can we stop ignoring or fighting and find a more excellent way of sacrifice and restoration? The Ten Commandments show us the path. God spoke all these words of healing, healing found in and through Jesus, that our lives, broken as they may be, may find contentment and peace. Jesus gives us healing power in these words. God's word brings healing. Words, right? If you think about it, the opposite of words is fighting. Fighting like Cain, killing his brother Abel. Cain uses no words. Just this. It's brute force. It's fighting that is illiterate. It's senseless. It's chaos. Use your words. Isn't that what we tell little kids? Don't punch the other kid. Use your words. Isn't that what God our Father does for us? Use my words. Use them. Use the words of God. Be literate in peace. Be literate in healing. Be literate in wholeness. Bring order and meaning where there is chaos. Bring purpose to our lives. When we apply God's words like this, when we use his words, these family words, we find a path to wholeness. We actually find a good life. We begin to see contentment in all circumstances. We find happiness even in giving, even sacrifice. We don't grow weary in doing good. We see each new day as a gift that God has spoken. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, that he is our God, that there is healing in Christ. Amen.